The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from me is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Good, I think so, you are fine. A man was sitting reading his papers when his wife hit him round the head with a frying pan. "What was that for?" the man asked. The wife replied, "That was for the piece of paper with the name Jenny on it that I found in your pants pocket. The man then said, "When I was at the races last week, Jenny was the name of the horse I bet on." The wife apologized and went on with the housework. 3 days later, the man is watching TV when his wife bashes him on the head with an even bigger frying pan, knocking him unconscious. Upon regaining consciousness, the man asked why she had hit again. Wife replied, "Your heart's pawned. Your heart's pawned. Last week, with the celebration of the great feast of Pentecost, we have completed the joy of Easter season. Now, we are in ordinary season, and today we are celebrating the great feast of Holy Trinity. This feast invites us to live in the awareness of the presence of the Triune God within us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Feast of Holy Trinity is a mystery, humanly speaking, difficult to comprehend. It is the rich mystery of God's inner life as one divine nature shared between three persons. Many scientists and philosophers went on through the evolution theory to find out how man and other things came to exist on Earth. But they were not able to find out the beginning of life. Who is the cause of life? They were not able to find out. So they came to conclusion that there is great power that existing before all this creation. They call that great power as God. This evening, I met a man named Scott. For 45 years, he was atheist. These 45 years of his life, he mingled with atheists and he was against Christianity. So many things happened he loves to do. Like St. Paul, when he was Saul, he loves to kill Christians. He likes to see the blood of Christians. Like that, this man, Scott, he was angry on religion, and he wants to disrupt by all means every Sunday, almost going to the different places and fooling people, those who go to the church, and so on. Then one day, like St. Augustine, he began to read the Word of God. And there is a point which touched his life. Then he went on reading the Word of God, and he completely understood what the religion is and how powerful the God is. 2 months back, he became a good, wonderful Catholic. See, God does his work in different ways, in different forms. The atheist who hate God, who do not believe in God, began to believe God does wonderful things in each individual person. So human knowledge is very small, and human can never reach the knowledge of God. It never happens. Don't try. You cannot reach the knowledge of God. It is said that St. Augustine, while he was walking on the beach, contemplating the mystery of Trinity, he saw a little boy on the beach who had dug a hole in the sand and was going out to the sea again and again and bringing some water to pour into the hole. Augustine asked him, "What are you doing?" The boy replied, "I am going to empty the entire ocean into this hole." "That's impossible. The ocean will not fit into the hole you have made," said Augustine. The boy replied, "And you cannot fit the Trinity in your tiny little brain." Augustine was shocked, and he turned this side and that side and looked the boy, and the boy was vanished. So how beautiful it is. So let us not try to fit God in our minds. We will become fools. So human knowledge or human brain or human intellectual or human strength cannot estimate the strength and power of God. So God is powerful and omnipotent. There is no beginning or end for the existence of God. When Moses asked God, "What is your name?" God the Father said, "I am who I am. I am who I am. No beginning, no end. No beginning, no end. I am who I am. I was. That is the answer given by God the Father to Moses. And he is the one who created everything, you and me. So the word Trinity does not appear in either Old or New Testament. It is a central doctrine that has united Christians since the time of Jesus. So our faith tells us that these three persons are indeed distinct and yet together. In our limited way of thinking and talking, we appropriate to the three persons of God various works. We say that the Father creates us and keeps us in being. The Son redeems us and strengthens us throughout our earthly lives by His word and the sacraments. And the Holy Spirit fills with love and helps us find our way through this life and into the next. So, the Father is Almighty, the Son is Almighty, the Holy Spirit is Almighty. The Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, and the Holy Spirit is eternal. The doctrine of three persons is one God, co-equal and co-eternal in divinity. The mystery of the most holy Trinity consists of this. The Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And yet, three are not three gods, but only one God with three attributes. This is the mystery of the Trinity of persons in the one God. And this God is closely associated with the humankind. The purpose of God, God's existence. The purpose of God's existence. For what God is there? For what? For what purpose God is existing? To have close relationship with the human beings, because He created us with His own image. That is the purpose of God's existence. He wants to have relationship with us. And He wants to have associate in all the things that we do. That is God. So all the official prayers of the church, including the Holy Mass and the sacraments, begin with an address to the Holy Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All the time, we remember the Holy Trinity. Sometimes some knowingly, unknowingly. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. It's gone. It's gone. Anyhow, we remember all the time these three persons in our prayers. So, we like to belong. We like to belong. We like to belong to your family, to your community. No one is island, and we need the love and friendship of others in our family and community. Not only do we like to belong, we need to belong. There is no question. We need to belong. It is not good to be alone. No one wants to feel as an outsider. We all want to belong. To whom we want to belong? We need to belong to the one who created us. We want to belong to the person who likes to be with us, who fulfill all our needs. That is the person whom we need to belong. God always wants to be united, to belong to the human beings. And we need to belong to the Creator. So Trinity is the celebration of the great mystery. Remember all the time. Trinity is all the time great mystery, and we cannot, as human beings, we cannot reach the knowledge of God. So, that God is our Father whom we can trust. Jesus is our Savior whom we can follow. And the Holy Spirit is our constant companion whom we can always turn for guidance. So, in today's Gospel, Jesus says, there is a lot of things to tell you. There is a lot of things to teach you. Already your minds are full and you are struggling to understand. But I will send the Holy Spirit. He will make you to understand what I taught you. And He will make you to realize what I taught you. Then you can walk on my way. And St. Paul says, we are not God's slaves living in fear. We are not God's slave. God did not create us to be a slave to Him, or to angels, or to His Son Jesus, or to Mother Mary, or to any other saints. We are not created to be slaves, or to be afraid of God. We are children of God. We belong to Him. He created us. He promised us that He will be with us all the time. So we are not slaves. Let us not be afraid of God. Let us accept God as our loving Father and as our loving Mother. Because God is for us. So, God has granted us the privilege of inheriting the glory of God. There is big gift behind His creation. The big gift is to inherit His kingdom. That is the final stage of God's intention on us. And we need to live with that intention. So, God is our Creator, our loving Father, our loving Mother, and He is everything for us. Let us depend as child depend on Mother and Father. If we are not depend on our triune God, we are losing the privilege of inheriting the glory of God. So, this is the wonderful and great feast where we celebrate the three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The beautiful triune God's celebration. So let us praise and thank for this Holy Trinity. And let us love Him. Let us put our everything, let us put our life in them. And let us walk to inherit the eternal kingdom of God.